Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'm here with the Reimagine Success podcast. Hey, how are y'all doing today? I'm so happy that you're here to join me with the podcast today. We're going to continue talking about real estate investing and some real estate tips. I started this podcast, I think 2 weeks ago. So we're going to finish it up with part two. And I'm going to recap from our last podcast on real estate and rental property tips. So now when I did the last podcast, I went through three tips for getting real estate, specifically rental property. And I'm going to finish up with three more tips. So I'll recap the first three tips. And you can go back and listen to the last podcast if you want to learn more about it. Okay, tip number one was get your credit right. So if you're going to purchase any type of real estate or get any kind of loan, you got to make sure that your credit is good, your score is high enough for you to get the best interest rates possible. So everyone doesn't have to do step one. If you have a good credit score, I'd say over 600 or 650, you're probably in a good spot. But if you don't, then that'll be step number one. Step number two was know your numbers. And I discussed two rules last time. The 1% rule, which helps you determine how much you should be getting in rents if you're going to do rental property. And then I also talked about the rule, the way you can calculate how much your mortgage is going to be. And so those are two ways to understand what the numbers are and figure out how much house you can afford if you're trying to really make it work and have the rental property and the tenants pay for the mortgage. Which, if you're trying to get an investment property, that's the way to go. And then tip number three was find a realtor who knows what they're doing and can be an asset to you. Many realtors, especially experienced realtors, know the markets in their area. Take advantage of that. They also know programs and opportunities that you can utilize to help you put very little down as a first-time home buyer or spend less money out of your own pocket. So a good realtor can really save you lots of money, time, and headache. So that was tip number three from the last podcast. So now I'm going to move on to three more tips for getting real estate, specifically a rental property. Oh, and also I forgot to give the crystal for today. So let's do that. The crystal for today is earn money while you sleep. That's right. Earn money while you sleep. And you ask, how do you do that? Of course, by having an investment that works for you while you're sleeping. So in the case of real estate or a rental property, your tenants actually pay the rent to live in the home that you provide for them. So they are paying you, basically, they can be paying your mortgage and expenses for the property. So you can be sleeping, and every month you can get a rent check from them to help pay off the mortgage so you don't have to do it yourself. So that's the crystal for today. So we'll kind of talk about that a bit more. But one of the main benefits of getting rental property is so that you can use other people's money to help pay off your mortgage for a property that you'll end up owning in the end. So that's just a great bonus and a way to build wealth. And a lot of people are working and wanting to build wealth for themselves and their families. So this is one way to do it, especially if you don't have a lot of money to start off with. This is a great way to do that. Okay, so tip number four is select a property. So, you know, you've decided that you got your credit, you were able to get your credit right. You know how much house you can afford and how much rent you need to cover the mortgage and the expenses for the home. You found a realtor. So now it's time to find a house. Now, one tip is that if you are getting a home that has 1 to 4 doors, So a single family home up to a fourplex, you can get that with a regular residential loan. You don't have to do anything fancy. You don't need a commercial loan, nothing special. You can get from 1 to 4 units with a regular residential loan. Just like you were buying a single family home, you can do that. So that is a huge benefit for everyone, especially people who are just getting started with buying property, because a residential loan, if you have good credit, you should be able to get that with no issue. And then the benefit is if you get a double or up to a fourplex, you'll have 1 to 3 people helping to pay off the mortgage. And honestly, if you do it right, you may not have to pay anything to live in that house that you just bought. So in order to do that, you'll have to select a property, of course, with the help of your realtor. And as you select the property, think about how many units you're interested in. 2, 3, 4 units. All would be good choices. The more units you have, though, the more people you have helping to pay off the mortgage. But keep in mind, a larger, more units also means you may have a larger mortgage. But you'll have more people to pay it, help pay it off as you rent out the property. So the other thing is, when you're going to select a property, look at a property or make sure you get something with good bones. You know, if you're going into a property and you don't like the wall color or they have ugly curtains, it really doesn't matter. What you need to worry about is the foundation, the roof, the structural integrity of the building. Those are the high points and the highlights. Those are the things that can cost lots of money if you, get something that has a bad foundation or structural issues. That can cost a lot of money out of your pocket. So that's the type of things you really want to look for when you go touring homes with your realtor. Wall color can be changed easily. Like I said, any furnishings that are inside, really, you can take those out and put what you like in there. Or your future tenants can do the same. But the bones definitely are important. And then also kitchens, and people say kitchens and bathrooms sell houses. And that is true. Upgrades are nice, but when you are buying a rental property, you actually don't want the most fancy property, because once again, depending on, you know, your goals, but if this is one of your first ones and you're trying to reach people who can handle like an average rent rate in your area, you don't want, fancy granite kitchen top with a gold plated sink or something like that, because then you're going to have to charge, $5,000 for rent, where the market may only be able to handle, $2,000 for rent. So just keep that in mind. You really don't need, for a rental property, you don't need the most fanciest, home and upgrades. But if that is the clientele and the customer and the area that your building is in, then it may be worth doing that. But for most cases and most people starting out, you really don't need that. So look at that as well. And then also, as you're selecting the property, just think about the area of town you're in and what the rental rates are. That's kind of what I'm talking about, as far as you don't want the most fanciest kitchens and bathrooms in a place where the rents are lower. So try to make sure you're correlating the home with the rents in the area that you're looking at or that you're interested in being in. So those are a few tips on selecting a property. It may take time too. Don't get discouraged if you don't find the perfect property that you're looking for immediately. Give yourself time to look and get to really understand the areas and markets that you will be purchasing the property in. And then you'll be able to make a great decision for yourself and your family. Now, tip number 5 is closing and screening tenants. So next, you'll close on the property that you've selected. Yay, we're all excited. You got this property. But if there are no tenants already in the property, you're going to have to get some tenants to move in. So some ways to get tenants, if there aren't any already in the property, is to get your realtor to help you. They can post it in MLS, post the rental or a lease in MLS. And that can show up on multiple online searches like Realtor.com, Zillow, or some of them, where your property will show up for people who are looking online for a rental. The other thing that you can do is if you have any local colleges or universities or in the area, or military bases, you can directly market through their online portals and systems. Many of those institutions have their own rental advertising websites that you can post your rental units on. And then finally, the easiest one is just put a sign out front. People will see that sign and they will call you looking for a rent, especially the people in the neighborhood. They may tell their friends who they want to come live near them or family. So make sure you put a sign out that says for rent and phone number so that they can contact you directly that way. So those are some options to get a tenant. And once you get the tenant or get people calling, be sure to screen your tenants. There are many online resources where you can do the background checks for tenants. And you honestly, as the landlord, you don't have to collect any money for it. They can go online and fill out the application, and then you just get the report from them, and the background check you can read and figure out, does this look like a tenant, a person who'll be a good tenant for my property. So be sure to screen your tenants. And then after that, you are just ready and waiting for someone who's interested to and qualifies to move in. Another good rule of thumb is the tenants should make 3 times the rent. So if your rent's $1,000, they should be making $3,000 a month in order for them to be able to afford your property and make sure they're paying every month. So, in addition to the background checks, finding out where they're employed and how much they make per month is important as well. So once you have some tenants and they move in, that's great. And also you move in if you're doing this as a property where you're going to live in one unit and then you'll have tenants living in the other units. So everyone moves in and then you have a nice investment that'll be putting money in your pocket. And you can earn money while you sleep. The crystal for today. You'll earn money while you're all sleeping. You and the tenants. You're earning money. And my last tip is, now that you are an investor, things will come up. So it can be anything from a toilet leak to a roof leak. There's just things that will come up. But just realize that you may encounter some challenges as a homeowner, but you will be able to manage them and get them fixed or repaired, hire someone to repair them. And a lot of people I've heard, they say they're not interested in real estate or having any rental properties because they don't want to have to get phone calls about leaky toilets and sinks malfunctioning or refrigerators malfunctioning. But I will say, as a landlord myself, you do get those calls. But once you have good tenants in there and you've done your due diligence to make sure the property and unit is up to date, everything in there is all set and ready to go, you really don't get that many calls. It becomes pretty easy to just maintain. And if you don't like maintaining it, you can hire a property manager. Property managers take 10% of the rents. That's it, 10% of the rents. And so if you don't want to do it yourself, you can always hire a property manager to do it for you as well. That's an option. But don't let that be a reason that you decide not to jump into the real estate investing game and invest for yourself and your family's future. So those are my tips, and I'm just going to recap them one more time for you. And I'll recap the ones from last week as well. Number one was get your credit right. Number two, know your numbers. And I talked about the 1% rule and how to calculate your mortgage. Number three is find an experienced realtor. They can be one of your best assets in this process. Number four is select a property. Number five is close and then screen your tenants. And then number six, now that you're an investor, challenges will come up, but guess what? You can handle them and it'll be well worth it in the end once your property's paid off and you're banking all that money. So I'm just going to remind you, the crystal for today was earn money while you sleep. You too can do that. We all can do it. This is just one way on how you can do it. And on this Reimagine Success podcast, we talk about all ways to become many and all ways to become successful in your life. So real estate is definitely one way that you can do that. I've enjoyed talking to you today. Look forward to sharing some more knowledge with you next week on the Reimagine Success podcast. This is Melanie Crystal. Bye.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.